What started the fire at your cabin?
A spark landed on a moss and canvas roof, which was tinder dry, and a spark might have been smoldering there for a couple of days, you know.
On the lower side.
Yeah, on the lower side of the cabin. And when we went up to the creek to visit our neighbors, a breeze must have come up and flared up that fire and burnt the whole cabin to the ground.
This cabin.
But it started from the roof, a spark on the roof.
Wood stove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The cabin was built in 1904. My dad and his partners, there were seven partners in that, what they called the Swedish syndicate. Then there's only one Swede, the rest are Norwegians and Danes, but I presume at that time maybe anyone knows
Scandinavian
was called Swede.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there were seven partners in that, and they built not only that cabin, but that was the one that my parents lived in. And my father went back to Norway to bring my mother over, and her first home was a cabin on Denver. In fact, it was you might say the only home that she had, that they had in their married life, was at the mine. Well, no, we went to Norway and came back in 1924 when I was 9 years old, but my mother by that time had become ill with pernicious anemia, and it was necessary for her to be where she could have blood transfusion. So we settled in Bellingham, Washington for 5 years. And at that time, my dad was very anxious to get back to mining, but he couldn't. We couldn't come back until she was stronger and was finally able to come back in 1929.